You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Hey friends, I'm Dan Foster. I'm pastor and host of the radio program Grace Thoughts. Grace Thoughts is heard every Saturday at 8 a.m. and every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. on this great radio station. We have good news. Grace Thoughts is expanding, and now you'll be able to hear us from Monday through Friday at 12 noon during the lunch hour. Remember Jeremiah's famous prayer to God, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and they were the joy and rejoicing of my heart."
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and the future. For more information, call 772-335-3231.
Thank you for tuning in this morning to Next Gen Ministries with Travis and Patrice Morgan. We will also like to thank our sponsor, Direct Nursing Care Services, Inc., located in Boca Raton, Florida, for supporting this ministry. If you would like to write into us, request prayer, or financially support this ministry, we can be reached at P.O. Box 552, Boca Raton, Florida, 33429. Again, that's P.O. Box 552, Boca Raton, Florida, 33429, or at phone number 561-705-7830.
Good morning, South Florida. Here we are again.
Now, stay tuned.
Another day under the sun, and we thank God for it. We're so grateful to be on the radio this morning again, speaking to you guys about the goodness and the love and the grace and the mercy of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Like we said, this is the third week now that we're going to be reading Psalms 103. We gave it to you twice already. One time I read it. The second time, that was actually the Bible experience. And that's one of my favorite CDs, the Bible experience. Hearing the Bible through different characters and things like that is amazing to me. I love it. So once again, I'm going to read Psalms 103. I'm going to ask my wife if you could open it up and read it for us so that we could be blessed by the word of the Lord. Psalms 103, the whole chapter.
Praise the Lord, South Florida. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Another day to be here with you guys and to feel the goodness of Jesus.
Yes.
It starts and it says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Mm-hmm. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thine diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord execute righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments. Hearken unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father in heaven, we thank you, Jesus, for your love, for your mercy, for your grace, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord God, we pray that today that you'll open up the ears of our hearts, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
help us to receive your word today, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that the words that are being spoken today over the radio station will impart faith into every believer.
Yes.
I pray, Lord God, that every believer will have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church in this time. God, we thank you for what we already have. You said that contentment and godliness is great gain. So, Lord God, we are content with what we have.
Yes, Lord God.
And what we do not have and desire, we know, Lord God, that when we pray and believe in what we pray for, that we will receive from you, Jesus. Help us, Lord God, to believe. Help our unbelief, Lord God, so we may receive everything that you have promised us in your word.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Yes.
Today we want to speak about God being
our need meter.
Yes. God, Jesus Christ, is the only person, the only being that is able to truly meet our needs. God. And every person in this world has that in common, a need. No matter what state you're in, if you're healthy in your body, if you're prospering already,
right,
there's always an area in your life which needs a need.
We have a need, yeah.
We have a need.
Yes.
And, you know, there's many books out there and many self-help books and many courses and things like that and many gimmicks,
yeah,
on how to get things. But honestly, the Bible already tells us that our Lord is able to supply all of our need, not according to these books or these gimmicks or according to the government or anything else, only according to his riches and glory.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And the good thing about Jesus Christ is that he wants to supply all of our needs.
Yes.
If you read the word of God, he's always giving us an invitation. He's always telling us to come and drink.
Yes.
Come and enter in the kingdom. Come. All ye who are
labored
and heavy burden.
Yes.
You know, he tells us to come to him.
He'll give us rest. Yes. Yes. And I want to start with Matthew chapter 4, verse 23.
Let's do it. The word of God.
I want to read.
Yes.
And it says, "And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sicknesses and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. The thing about it is we don't preach enough that Jesus is the need meter.
Right.
You know, in this world, in these days and times, people always feel like they have a way out, and we've conditioned ourselves as people to try everything but Jesus. I want to point out something that it says it right here, that the palsy, that he healed the palsy. The palsy represents the greatest weakness of the body. And it's also talk about the lunatic. Lunatic is the greatest sickness of the mind. And it talks about possessing of devils. That's the greatest misery of both of them. So Jesus covered everything. Mm-hmm. Body, the mind, and everything else.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So we have to preach this. We have to let you know today, South Florida, that he is the need meter. You know? He is the need meter. And this is all we have to do, is to see him as that need meter. And then when we understand that God is the need meter, we won't turn to other ways.
Right.
We will turn to him, for he is the author and finisher of our faith. It's not about only healing in the body. It's that healing in the mind that you need. It's that healing when you feel oppressed. You know, we walking around oppressed every day, can't get the victory. Jesus is the need meter.
He truly is. I want to encourage every person listening to not just take our word for it, but to actually go to the scriptures for yourself. And I know that you might be saying to yourself that, Travis, Patrice, I tried to read the Bible, but I don't understand it. I've tried. I've sat down in my bedroom at night and said, you know what? Today, I'm going to read the Bible. I'm going to try to start studying the word, but I don't know where to start. When I do read it, Travis, I don't understand it. I understand. We all started off at the same place.
Yes.
That's a good thing about it. And since we all started off at the good place, at the same place of not understanding the Bible, but now some of us do, the question is, what do you do at that time to now understand and now be able to study the Bible like you can? Mm-hmm. And this is the answer. Go to Jesus Christ.
Yes.
It may sound like simple, and it may sound like, okay, I tried that already. Try it again. Right. Say, Lord, help me to understand your word so I may do better.
Right.
God doesn't want the word of God to be a mystery to us. He wants it to be a mystery to them that are perishing. But to us that are being saved, God is revealing himself through his word.
Yes.
God may give you a different translation. Maybe you can't understand the King James right now. Like for me, when I started out King James, I didn't understand. I prayed. Then God gave me an NIV Bible. And I began to read the NIV Bible to understand more. And the more I understood is the more I understood God. And the more I understood that God is a need meter. Yes. A need meter.
Right.
Because that's what the Bible's about. The Bible gives us hope. Remember, we learned this before 2 weeks ago. Scriptures gives us hope.
Yes.
And God wants us to have hope.
Yes.
God wants us to have healing in our minds.
Yes.
In our bodies.
Yes.
Soul.
Yes.
Everything that concerns us, God wants to perfect.
The hurts, the pains.
Everything that hinders us from receiving the blessings of our Lord and Savior, God wants to meet that need.
Yes.
But we have to come to him through his word.
Yes.
And we have to understand the word. So I pray that every person that's listening today, who have a desire to understand the word of God, I pray that right now, at the sound of my voice, that understanding will be imparted into your heart.
Yes.
Lord God, give them understanding, Jesus. The ones that desire you, Lord God. The ones that want to follow you. The one that wants to learn of you. Learn your ways, Jesus. I pray that right now, that when they read the word of God again, that they will be able to retain every word, every instruction that you give them in your Bible. I pray, Lord God, that they will see the words on the Bible in a new way, that they'll learn to put themselves in the Bible and to glean, Lord God, from that time and to see how good you are.
Yes.
I pray, Lord God, that all the struggles that the older saints in the Bible went through, that they'll be able to relate to now and be able to see the victory, Lord God, that you have given them in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Well, let's take the word, like Travis said, that we need to know Jesus by knowing his word.
Yes.
And Luke chapter 4, verse 40 to 44. And we're just trying to point out and show you that Jesus is the need meter.
Yes, he is.
It says, now when the sun was setting, and all they that had any sick with diverse diseases brought them unto him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. And devils also came out of many, crying out and saying, thou art Christ, the Son of God. And he rebuked them, suffered them not to speak, for they knew that he was Christ. And when it was day, he departed and went into a desert place, and the people sought him because they understood him to be the need meter.
Right.
And came unto him and stayed him that he should not depart from them. Amen. I'm going to stop there, but I want to point out something. All throughout Jesus' walk, you see him first addressing the people's needs.
Yes.
Every time he went somewhere, he addressed the people's needs.
Yes.
And I always say, I said this scripture last week, but there Jesus was able to perform many miracles. There was just one city that he was not able to perform miracles because they didn't see him as a need meter.
Right.
And they didn't, so he was, the people didn't allow.
He said that he healed a few people, that's about it.
Yes.
But he can't do anything miraculous.
Because of them.
Because of faith.
Because of
lack of faith.
Yes. But when you have, when you understand God to be your need meter, that faith starts stirring up in you. And you come before him and say, Jesus, here I am. We always talk about, there's a scripture that, you know, I always say, Jesus summed up his entire ministry telling you what he came to do. And Luke chapter 4, once again, 14 through 21, he said, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee.
Yes.
And there went on a fame of him throughout all the region round about him. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and all his custom was. And he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. Here it is, people. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. Mm-hmm. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Praise the Lord.
Because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted.
Yes.
That's a need. To preach deliverance to the captives, the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. There's people that's poor in spirit. They're poor. They're broken.
Yes.
They need healing.
Yes.
They're brokenhearted. Life's, you know, destruction. They went through life. Just life happened to them. He said he came to heal that brokenhearted.
Yes.
He came to preach deliverance to the captives, those that feel like they can't be set free from the bondage that they're going through. They keep doing the same thing over and over. That the drug, cycles. The cycles.
Yes.
He said that he came Jesus. To preach deliverance to these people.
Yes.
Recovering of sight to the blind, those that lost their way. You know, they're blind by their own ambition, their own lusts, yes. their own desires. Jesus said, I came to give you back your sight.
Yes.
The sight in me.
Yes.
So you can really see where you're going. It's Amen. Not about these things in this world. I'm the need meter to set at liberty them that are bruised.
Yes.
You know what a bruised is? Bruise is? You see those bananas that are all bruised up? Sometimes that's how we are. But we walk around life with this big smile on our face.
Like it's okay?
Like it's okay. It's not okay. Run to your daddy. Run to Jesus.
Run to Jesus.
He's the need meter.
That is so true. Do you hear that, people of God? Jesus Christ is the need meter. I want you to put yourself into those scriptures that we read in Luke. He said, the Bible says that everyone that came to him was healed. Everyone that came to him was healed. He didn't turn away any that believed, that reached out to him. Faith. I want to reprogram your minds and for you to understand that the word of God is true. Not what we see, what we hear. You might have had a loved one, or you might have heard testimonies of people who prayed for healing in their lives and died. Didn't make it. Mm. Amen. Mm. You might have heard people prayed for healing in their bodies and but didn't make it. And you say, well, I guess God only answers some prayers. It's not true.
It's not true.
Never. The word of God is the final authority in our lives. Whoever had faith to believe in their healing and came to Jesus was healed. Period. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And a lot of times when God is going to heal us, he gives instructions. And sometimes we follow it, sometimes we don't. It depends. Sometimes we say we believe with our mouth, but in our hearts we don't.
Right.
So I don't want you to base your faith on what you see or what you have saw in people. Healing is not salvation. So if I pray to God for healing and I can't muster up the faith to believe him and I die, doesn't mean I'm going to hell. It just means that I missed out on the healing.
Right.
So when I say this, I want you to think that the person that died and didn't receive the healing is going to hell. I didn't say that. What I'm saying is that it takes faith
yes.
to be healed.
Yes.
And once you have faith, you are never turned down. Faith is the currency of heaven. He says, whatever you ask for, in prayer, believing you shall receive. That's in Matthew 21:22. He says in Mark 9:23, if thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believe. He asks, he said, if thou can believe. So I want you to understand that everything that deals with God in us and the relationship deals with faith. How we get things from God is by faith.
Yes.
If you have an issue right now in your life,
yes,
we're telling you today that God is a need meter.
He sure is.
And his answer is yes. He's never say, he doesn't say maybe. He doesn't say no. He says yes. Especially when he promises it in his word.
Yes.
Especially healing.
Yes.
Especially healing. He said it so many times. By my stripes you are healed.
Yes.
Point blank. So if you want healing in your body, you need to do what you need to do to receive that healing.
Yes.
And it's not about begging God, but it's doing whatever you got to do to bring your flesh, your mind under subjection to the word of God.
Just getting rid of the doubt and the worry, pretty much.
Bam. That's it. That's it. That's it. Whatever you have to do to get rid of the doubt and the worry,
yeah,
do it.
Yeah.
If it's cutting off negative people in your life, to speak in negativity in your life, that's you do
right.
it.
That's right.
And the negativity doesn't have to be mean that, oh, you know what, you're going to die, don't pray.
Right.
But the negativity could be, oh, maybe God's not going to heal you. Maybe it's God's will right. for you to be through the go through this sickness.
Right.
That's negativity, because that is not the word of God.
That's right. If it doesn't line up with the word of God, you don't need to hear them anyway.
You don't need to hear
the
it.
The word of God is life.
Yes.
That's what it's about.
Yes.
Someone that's going to speak life over you. You know, and sometimes we just got to get in the word of God constantly. You know, what they say, bind it upon your foreheads, in front of your eyes.
Right on your hands.
Your hands. If you got to do that, take it back, you know, and just do it. But get that word in you. That's what it's all about.
That's what it's about.
Yeah.
And you will receive. God will not put you to shame.
Yes.
If you start to confess with your mouth, believe in your heart, the things that you're asking God for on a constant basis, you will have victory in your life. You yes. will. Not maybe. Yes. You will have victory. But the thing is that we have to get violent. We have to get proactive when it comes to serving God. I'm talking to myself too. I'm talking to myself also. Whatever it takes to receive. Because it's not that you're trying to get God to do something for you.
Yes.
But you're trying to make yourself believe. You're trying to have faith
right.
and believe in what God already has for you. So it takes a lot of effort, a lot of energy to cast down doubt, to cast down worry, and to really believe.
Yes, yes.
I hope you understand what I'm saying.
Yes.
Because it's true.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
And people of God, God is so intentional. He so wants to heal.
Yes.
He so wants to set free.
Yes.
He so wants to deliver. This fear and this condemnation that's in the world is not from him. And when we learn to run to him and give it to him, he will do it.
He will.
You know, but we have to just lean on him. We just have to go to him.
Yes.
He doesn't want to carry us to carry these burdens. He don't want us to carry these needs. He doesn't want to.
Amen.
He wants to heal our broken hearts. You know, and that's what it's all about.
Listen to this in James 5. In James chapter 1, starting at verse 5 through 7. It says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. Let him ask in faith, yes, not wavering.
Yes.
For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed.
Yes.
For let not that man think that he shall receive anything from the Lord. The writer starts talking about wisdom. If you lack wisdom, ask God. But really, at the end of the verse, he says, if you don't believe, then don't think that he'll receive anything. Wisdom was the example he was using. But he's saying, whatever you need, if it's wisdom, if it's healing, if it's direction, provision, peace, whatever it is, strength.
Yes.
Ask God, not man, not your pastor, not your boss at work or anybody. Go to God first.
Yes.
Ask him first. And God will give it to you liberally, freely, without any requirements.
Yes.
No requirement. There's no formula to fill out. There's nothing to do but just ask him.
Right.
Asking him is showing that you have faith in him.
Yeah.
Right. And it says, but Lamb acts in faith, not wavering. That means that we have power not to doubt. We have power not to worry. But we have to really set our minds and our hearts that, listen, Lord, whatever your word says, I'm going to stand on it. And yes. I'm asking you for it without in faith, without doubting, without wavering.
For he that cometh to God must believe that he is.
Yes.
And that he is the rewarder of them
that diligently seek him.
That's all that's saying.
That's the truth.
Yes, yes.
That's the truth. Faith in the need meter.
Yes.
Because that's what he is. That's what he wants to be.
Yes.
Like you said.
He wants us to be dependent on him. And it's hard sometimes to be dependent on, you know, but that's where faith comes in.
Something we can't see?
That we can't see. But when we start depending on him and we start knowing him as the need meter, you want a boost in your walk with God? Start depending on him. You fall in love with him. When you see him on your side and working out in your life, you're like, this is my God.
Yes.
And a lot of people don't know him as their God. They know of him. You go to church.
Right.
But they don't know him as a need meter.
Right.
You know, we're hearing, you know, people are, you know, they're saying, oh, this and that. But, okay, this is my need. Tell me how can this God meet my need? And we have to start presenting. It's in the word. Everything is in the word, right? Present it to, even, I want to encourage us, other Christians out there. You know, if you have people in your life that it seems like they're just, you know, far out, you know, go to them and say, can I show you what God wants to do for you?
Right.
Try that. You know, try yes. that. This is what God wants to do for you. You need a healing. This is what he wants to do for you. Your family is broken up, but God loves you. Let me show you what God wants to do for you.
Right.
You know, and you'll be surprised how you will catch their ears and they'll be like, okay. And then their heart will be softened towards God.
Yes.
So I want to encourage other believers out there too.
Right.
You know, you have a loved one that you're praying for and it seems like they can't be. Pray and say, you know what? God loves you. Some of them just need love.
Right.
They need love.
But the thing is that, you know, sometimes we feel like we're the fixer-upper.
Yeah.
We're the need meter.
We're about me, yeah.
And honestly, we're not the need meter.
Nope.
We're not.
We're just a vessel.
Because God says that he supplies our need according to his riches and glory.
Yeah.
And when you weigh God's riches and glory and our riches here, you know, I'd rather give people to God. You know?
Yes. It's true.
It's better to give people to God. But you can show the love of God.
Yes.
And that's what God wants us to do.
Yes.
That's the commandment.
Yes.
To love your neighbors as yourself. Love.
Yes.
Love. Please read about love.
Yes.
The characteristics of love. Where's that again? 1 Corinthians what? 13 or 14?
13.
Yes. 13? Mm-hmm. Read about love. And really find out what the Bible has to say about love.
Yes.
Really read it. Yes. And whenever I read it, I say, okay, Lord, I need to work on it.
You're challenged. Yes.
The word is a mirror. When you read the word, you see yourself perfectly. You see what you're lacking.
Yep.
You see what you're good at. Because the word of life is a mirror for every man and woman on this planet.
And not to condemnation, but to encourage you to encourage. Do better.
Yes. That's so good. And that's so true.
Yes.
Because God wants us to be complete. He said he gave us everything for life and godliness. I'm excited now.
Yes.
I'm excited.
Yes.
Oh, God is so good.
Yes.
And don't feel like your trials and your tribulations and your testings is to destroy you. Okay? We want to cover everything today. We want to make sure that you guys leave this half an hour program encouraged, knowing that God is a need meter. And that your faith is full today.
We at Next Gen Ministry would love to hear from you. If you have any prayer requests, please give us a call at 561-705-7830. Leave a message with your name and your prayer needs, and we'll make sure to mention you in our prayers. We want to let you know that Jesus is the need meter, and we look forward to hearing from you. Thank you.